The saying they love in Bisbee is that when you go through the tunnel coming into Bisbee, you're going back through time.
That's the voice of Doug Stanhope.
I just woke up. I am fucking so happy I came out here. This was the best choice I made.
And this is Bert Kreischer.
Bert the Machine Kreischer.
Who recently went to Arizona just to be a guest on Stanhope's podcast at his Bisbee compound.
This is so surreal. Because, you know, this podcast has been like...
If you didn't know, Doug Stanhope just released a new stand-up special on CISO, which he recorded in Bisbee as well.
If you don't know the story of this venue, it used to be a church, and then it became a theater.
And there's the Royale. That's where we do the
show. This is the theater?
Yeah, that's the big theater.
Oh, wow.
And then a beautiful local eccentric millionaire... put a couple $1 million into renovating it to make it this one of the best places I've ever played. And then he closed it. And then he reopened it. Then he got angry and closed it again. Then he reopened it, I think, as a movie theater or something. And then he got angry and closed it. And then... he said, fuck it, and he just donated it to KBRP, the local, somehow dumping $2 million into a bar in a town of 5,000 people where the biggest employer is permanent disability and small pensions. Didn't work out for him as a business plan.
Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Doug Stanhope is a comedian's comedian, which usually means other comedians think they're funny. But the more mainstream audiences just might not get it, which usually means darker, abrasive, blunt, and/or offensive material. If you couldn't tell, I put air quotes around some of those. But comedians aren't the only people who find Doug Stanhope entertaining. His new special, No Place Like Home, had Johnny Depp as one of its producers. Which makes sense. Depp famously befriended Hunter S. Thompson after portraying him.
I mean, for me, I think Hunter is one of the most, without question, one of the most important writers of the 20th century.
And even funded Thompson's funeral after his suicide in 2005. And if you're looking for the Hunter S. Thompson of comedy, look no further than Doug Stanhope. Even Bert Kreischer, who Rolling Stone once called the, quote, top partier, and was the inspiration for the 2002 movie Van Wilder, can sometimes meet his match in Stanhope.
I'm, like, aggressively fucked up right now. Is that fair to say?
That's a fair assessment.
Chad?
Severely?
Severely is better! I'm severely fucked up.
And like Thompson, in No Place Like Home, Stanhope delivers, as he says, equal amounts of anger, outrage, and alcohol, while, quote, railing against Western civilization slide into apathy and stupidity.
If you want to drive by on your way out of town tomorrow, drive past where Bingo gets mental health care, is in a U-shaped strip mall on the outskirts of town on Highway 92. On this side of the U is the Second Amendment gun shop. In the middle of the U is the Beast Brewery, and on her end is Community Intervention Associates. With the acronym blown up on the door, where you do not get to see a doctor, you see a registered nurse via Skype. A woman that I was actually in the room when she said to Bingo, next time you feel like cutting yourself, try doing something positive instead, like get a new hairstyle or a manicure. It's fucking actual quote. So if you have a mental health issue like a Jared Loughner, and you think, oh, you get the shortwave radio is playing in your head and the plastic bags are flowing around your brain like poltergeist, and you want to do the bad thing and you're loading a clip And that last rational synapse is telling you maybe you should seek some mental health care first. In order to get that health care, you would have to stroll past the gun shop, then past the bar, walk through a tinted glass door marked CIA for Community Intervention Associates, where you talk to a television set that's talking back to you. And you wonder why people die in hails of gunfire in America. It ain't ISIS.
So because we're talking about Doug Stanhope this week, I wanted to talk to the biggest Stanhope fan that I know.
Hi.
This is Nicole Davis.
I'm Bud Friedman's assistant. Bud Friedman, founder of the Improv. I am also a huge Doug Stanhope fan. A huge Bingo fan.
If people listening don't know who Bingo is.
You know what? I wouldn't want people listening to my podcast who don't know who Bingo is. Bingo is Doug's woman, but she has her own identity totally. I would say that Doug is Bingo's man.
What do you like about Doug Stanhope?
I'll say first, I love his clothes. That's not the first thing, but I grew to his wardrobe sick. He's just, you know, he's a raw, honest comic. You know, he doesn't bullshit. He just gets up there and doesn't care if you're going to have a good time.
All right.
I mentioned earlier that Doug Stanhope is kind of like the Hunter S. Thompson of comedy.
Absolutely. That's a great comparison. Charles Bukowski, any poetic drunk, Jim Morrison, the art of being a great drunk is rare, and he has that, you know? And I've seen him perform high before at Bray Improv, I think. Joe Rogan got him stoned. They talked about it. I think he might have done some mushrooms, but he wasn't drunk. It was weed. Awful. And we were all cool with it, but we're like, I guess he's just a drunk. Like, he, you know, thrives in alcohol. It's just hard to do. I'm sure there are dark times at that, you know, compound or whatever it's called. But, yeah, it's an art form. He has it. But he's not just a drunk that's just like an entertaining drunk. You know, all those guys, Bukowski and Morrison and Hunter Thompson, they were drunks with a message, and he's a drunk with a message, so it's powerful. You know, he's not just a drunk at a bar.
His voice is completely unique to who he is.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I would just say it's kind of mandatory, like, you don't know shit about comedy unless you know who he is, because who else is like him right now that's alive? Fucking nobody.
Changed your name again, darling. Don't you change your hair? It was the only thing I liked about you in the end. La la la. I heard you changed your name again, darling. Don't you change your hair? It was the only thing I liked about you in the end. La la la.
That was the theme to Doug Stanhope's podcast, which you can find wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, Nicole Davis, Bert Kreischer, and Doug Stanhope. If you want to watch No Place Like Home and lots of other stand-up, be sure to check out CISO at CISO.com. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CISO Show. That's SEESO Show. Hope you have a great week.